Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Yesterday was a great day in Montana. That is, according to a press release sent out by the president of the Montana Teachers Union in response to Governor Bullock signing one bill and vetoing another. The bill that he signed was a large increase in school spending sponsored by Senator Lou Jones of Conrad. The bill that he vetoed was a private sector solution to Montana's massive dropout problem. Every year, 2,000 students drop out of public school for whatever reason: personal problems, bullying, boredom, learning disabilities, or because they've fallen so far behind they have no hope of catching up. Senate Bill 81 would have allowed a tax break for people and businesses who donate money to help these kids find a school that fits, even if that school happens to be a private religious school. This is about kids and their parents working together to find a solution before that child drops out. It makes perfect sense, and it saves taxpayers millions of dollars in the process. Other states are doing it. In fact, so many states are that Montana is one of only 8 remaining states with no school choice. Choice in Montana only exists for those who can afford it. Senate Bill 81 would have changed that. Now we'll have to wait another 2 years to try again. In the meantime, 4,000 more kids will drop out of school and be relegated to a life of increased crime, higher dependency on welfare, poorer health, and lower paying jobs. All because the governor and his allies have determined that there will be no school choice in Montana. No tax credits for tuition, no charter schools, no help for kids with disabilities. But at least if they get their way, we'll have sex education beginning in kindergarten. I apologize for sounding jaded, but it's frustrating to work so hard on a bill only to have it fall victim to politics and political retribution. And I'm not just talking about my friends on the Democrat side of the aisle. In some ways, our biggest hurdle was the small groups of liberal Republicans in the House and Senate who joined with Democrats to oppose our bills. Republicans who were supposed to believe in the power of the free market, individual freedom and responsibility, and the power of competition to drive quality and provide the best product to the largest number of people at the lowest price. This is the positive effect that school choice is having on education in other states. At some point, we'll have it in Montana as well, but not yet. The teachers' union president used to brag that he could kill any school choice bill in its first hearing. Those days are long gone. This year, the Montana Family Foundation, along with our partners at the Friedman Foundation, the Montana Policy Institute, Americans for Prosperity, and the Montana Catholic Conference, were able to push this issue through both houses of the legislature all the way to the governor's desk. Next session's goal is to get him to sign it, and we believe that he will. Our job is to educate the public to the point that public pressure trumps the power of the unions, to the point that we begin focusing on the kids rather than on the institutions themselves. It's hard. Uphill battles always are. But in the end, it will be worth it. The day will come when every child and their parents can choose from a broad array of options that school that fits them best. And when it does, it will be our turn to say, this is a great day. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.